This is David Ballard. Today we want to begin to ask a series of four questions about going from out of Christ to into Christ. And we'll treat each one of these as a lesson of its own, but they go together to help answer a bigger question for us. Our first question is, where in hearing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? Our second question will be, where in believing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? Our third question will be, where in confession do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And the fourth question, where in repentance do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? In this first lesson, we then will deal with the question of, where in hearing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And I want you to visualize as if there was a slider as a partial number line where to the left you have zero. In other words, you've heard nothing. And over to the right, you would have 100 in that you've heard 100% of God's word. And our question is, where do you put that slider? We're in that process of going from hearing nothing to hearing everything. Do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? And we're just going to look at Scripture and let the Bible answer that for us. We're going to begin in Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him of whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The process of going from hearing to believing to calling or obeying is a process that we see clearly in Romans chapter 10. And that process is going to begin with hearing the word of God. But our question is, where in hearing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ? Let's turn over to John chapter 12, verse 35. And we'll read through verse 42. John chapter 12, verses 35 through 42. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Because they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things saith Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogues, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. We see in the process of hearing the need of believing, the need to be willing to confess Christ, and the willingness to obey Christ. But these who heard, they actually believed, but yet they would not confess him because they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13, verse 19 through 23. Matthew chapter 13, verses 19 through 23. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed unto the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundred, some 60, some 30-fold. And so we see that just hearing the word is not sufficient. One could hear the word and not let it sink into their hearts. One could hear and believe and actually follow for a little while, but then turn away. And then the good seed was the one that heard, that believed, they understood, and they bore fruit. Some at different levels, but they became fruit bearers. And so we see that just hearing is not enough. There has to be belief with understanding. We have to have the willingness to confess Christ. We need to call on the name of the Lord. We need to become fruit bearers for the Lord. Let's go to Romans chapter 10. You know, we read Romans 10, 13 through 14. And now we're going to go back to Romans chapter 10, and we'll read verse 15 and 16. Romans chapter 10, verse 15 and 16. It says, "How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Verse 17. And so when one hears the word of God, they need to understand it. That understanding should bring them to the point of being willing to confess Christ, not deny Christ before men, to call upon the name of the Lord, as we see there in verse 13. But in verse 16, he also says, they have not all obeyed the gospel. And so we should be obedient to what we have heard, and we need to bear fruit. And people will bear fruit at different levels based on their different talents and their spiritual growth. But have we found a place in hearing from 0% to 100%? Can you put it on 50% and say, okay, now I've heard enough to go from out of Christ into Christ, or 80%? You see, there's not a place that you can put that slider that will say you went from out of Christ to into Christ just because you heard the good news. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20. Jesus gives us a little more insight to this question himself. Now, you understand that we're not going to totally have the answer until we answer all four questions. And so it's important that you not only listen to the lesson and follow along in the scriptures on where in hearing do you go from out of Christ into Christ, but also where in believing and where in confession and where in repentance. Let's look at Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, our final scripture that we're going to leave you with this segment, where in hearing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world." Now, when he says teach, we could say that like this. We could say, let them hear. If we're teaching, they're hearing. So he could have said it this way. He could have said, "Go ye therefore and let all nations hear, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and let them continue to hear all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Notice that between the beginning of hearing and more hearing, there's baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Could it be that baptism is that place in hearing, that you go from out of Christ to into Christ? You hear for a while, you're baptized into Christ, and you continue to hear all things whatsoever Christ hath commanded you. We invite you back to our next study, where we will answer the question, where in believing do you go from out of Christ to into Christ?